Burnout is a modern term for an old familiar condition relating to certain areas of life, and is composed of emotional, mental, and physical exhaustion caused by excessive and prolonged stress. It happens when, for a variety of reasons, we are left feeling overwhelmed, when we lose both interest and motivation in the role we were led to take on board in this life. And this leads to a reduction in energy, leaving us feeling increasingly more helpless, hopeless, cynical, resentful, and angry. The sorts of thoughts that are included are: every day is a bad day, that caring about work and home life seems like a waste of energy, feelings of being exhausted, both mentally and physically, most of the time, and feelings that whatever we do makes no difference or is not appreciated. Naturally, such negative thoughts and feelings quickly spill over into both home and social life. From my work in the area of PNI, psychoneuroimmunology, which focuses on the mind-body interaction, I have seen how long-term stress causes long-term changes in the body, making the body vulnerable to illness, from colds and flu to more intense physical conditions. So we need to begin by putting into place three key elements. Firstly, to be vigilant and watch out for the warning signs of burnout. Secondly, to work actively on reversing the damage caused to date through now working on managing anger, anxiety, stress, and examining the causes of such thoughts and associated feelings. And finally, preparing for reducing future stress by working again on thoughts, actions, and ideas, and taking care of both physical and emotional health. So, what is the difference between general stress and burnout? Burnout is a term used to describe long periods of stress, resulting in withdrawing mentally as well as emotionally. When we're going through burnout, we are left feeling empty, with no motivation, and an attitude towards life and living it which is even beyond caring. Naturally, this can lead many people to lose hope of any positive changes in the future. In contrast, stress and general anxiety are more about too much pressure, but still the person can imagine a way forwards. So, let's take a detailed look at the differences between stress and anxiety and burnout. In stressful reactions, this is characterized by our being overly engaged, whereas in burnout, it's characterized by a sense of disengagement. In stress, emotions are actually very overreactive, whereas in burnout, the emotions are blunted. With stress reactions, there's a sense of urgency and symptoms leading to hyperactive behaviour patterns. For example, thoughts and conversations jump from idea to idea, and in our behaviour, starting one thing and then jumping onto another, leaving things incompleted. Whereas in burnout, this produces powerful feelings of helplessness and of hopelessness, resulting in a loss of motivation, ideals, and of hope. In stress, it's characterized by a loss of energy. In burnout, it's characterized by a loss of motivation, ideas, and also hope for the future. Initially, stress and anxiety, they lead to anxiety disorders, such as physical tension, post-traumatic anxiety, free-floating anxiety. Whereas in burnout, there's a feeling of detachment and what we term reactive depression. In stress reactions, primary damage is physical, showing signs of tension in the body. Whereas in burnout, the primary damage is emotional. Some of the primary causes of burnout. Most of the time, work can be the primary reason for burnout, but anyone who feels both overworked and undervalued is at the risk of burnout. So, from the hard-working, unappreciated worker who hasn't had a holiday or wage increase in years, to the stressed mother struggling with the heavy responsibility of looking after four children, a part-time job, and caring for an ageing father, then the potential for burnout exists across the board. However, burnout is not just caused by stressful work or too many responsibilities. In my clinical career, factors such as personality traits to lifestyle can cause burnout as much as work or parental demands. Let's just take a look at the work-related causes of burnout. Here, there may be a feeling like you have little or no control over your work. A feeling of a lack of recognition or reward for your good work. Unclear, unrealistic, or over-demanding job expectations. And also doing work which is either monotonous or unchallenging. Or classically, working in a chaotic or high-pressure environment. Some of the lifestyle causes of burnout is working too much without enough time for relaxation and socialising, or being expected, either from within yourself or by how people see and relate to you, to offer too much to others at a personal cost. Then there's taking on too many responsibilities without enough help and support from others. Not getting enough sleep, or having long periods of interrupted sleep. And then finally, the lack of close and supportive relationships. Now let's take a look at some of the key personality traits which contribute to burnout. Certainly having perfectionistic tendencies where nothing is ever seen as good enough, or holding a pessimistic view of yourself and the world that you live in. And then the need to always be in control and an inability to delegate to other people. And then finally, having a driven, high-achieving personality at whatever cost to self. The signs and symptoms of burnout. For most people, burnout is a gradual process which happens over time, which is one of the reasons why it is difficult to detect, with little thought at the time given to the various warning symptoms. Initially, the symptoms appear very subtle, but as time goes on, they become more and more intense and have a greater effect on day-to-day life and attempting to live life in general. Now I'm going to have a look at some of the early warning signs that something is wrong and needs to be addressed. And paying attention to such early warning signs, it is possible to prevent a major burnout. If not, then burnout is the next natural stage. Some of the physical signs and symptoms are feeling tired and drained most of the time. A lowered physical immunity leading to having cold after cold or other physical conditions which follow on from each other, along with frequent headaches, back pain, neck and general muscle pain, and a general aching feeling in the body. And finally, a powerful change in eating patterns and sleeping patterns. The emotional signs and symptoms are a powerful sense of failure, leading to increasing feelings of self-doubt. Feelings of both helplessness and of being trapped, resulting in seeing ourselves as defeated. A powerful feeling of detachment, as well as feeling totally alone in the world. A loss of motivation, with a growing cynical and negative outlook towards our role in life and also for our future. And no sense of satisfaction with what we've achieved so far or plan to achieve in the future. Day-to-day behavioural signs and symptoms of burnout include withdrawing from responsibilities, isolating ourselves from other people and situations, procrastinating and taking much longer than usual to get even the simplest task completed, and then using either food, drugs or alcohol as a way of coping through creating withdrawal. For some, taking our frustration with life out on other people be this in conversation or how we act towards people in our world. And then finally, delaying work or taking days off, or arriving late and then leaving work early. If you are recognising the warning signs of burnout, be clear that it will only get worse if you don't do anything about such symptoms. I know that it's difficult to become motivated whilst in the burnout response, but that is what our work and my support will focus on. But for now, let's just look at some of the steps required to begin getting back your life into balance. If you have got this far and looked for online resources to discover my website and this recording and the resources I provide, then that shows that you're more than halfway to preventing burnout and moving towards a full-blown breakdown. So, well done. Overall, some key element to prevent burnout is to start the day with a relaxing ritual. So, rather than jumping out of bed as soon as you wake up, spend some time, 10-15 minutes, reflecting on thoughts. Sit and write something in your journal. Stretch your body, or read something that inspires. Adopt a balanced diet, exercise, and take a close look at your sleeping habits. Eat food that you enjoy and which feeds what I term the inner child. Carry out regular physical activity and get plenty of rest so that you have both the physical and psychological resilience to deal with the problems of life and daily demands. Setting boundaries is important. As with day-to-day pressures, the lifestyle we create can take away certain issues. Don't overextend yourself and learn to say no, which in turn allows you to say yes to the things that interest you, and therefore that you really want to do. Take a daily break from technology. Set a time each day when you completely disconnect. Put away the laptop, turn off the phone, and stop checking emails and social media. Nourish your creative side. I can't impress how much creativity is a very powerful antidote to burnout. Try something new, start an interesting project, or resume a favourite hobby. Choose activities which have nothing whatsoever to do with work. And then finally, learn how to manage stress. Okay, I've heard this so many times from people in that when they're on the road to burnout, they can't even imagine managing the levels of stress that they feel. So essentially, they are telling me how helpless they feel. Believe me when I say this, based on over 35 years clinical practice and experience, I have seen time and time again how people had much more control over stress than they originally thought they did. The first stage is to slow down. When you've reached the end stage of burnout, adjusting your attitude or looking after your physical and mental health isn't going to just solve the problem. You need to force yourself to slow down or take a break. Cut back from whatever commitments and activities you can, and give yourself time to rest, reflect, and allow the all-important natural healing process, which we are focusing on, to actually happen. This isn't about taking holidays. No, they can be stressful in their own way, preparing and then returning afterwards. Do this in the comfort of your own home so that you can adjust to normal life where you restructure all of the various component parts which make up your life. The second stage is to get support. Believe me when I say it's quite natural when you're feeling close to burnout to react by protecting what little energy you have left by seeking isolation from people, situations and events. However, in reality, the support of either family or close friends is of crucial importance to you. Turn to those you both love and trust for support, in addition to our one-to-one work together. You will be surprised how nearly everyone I've worked with tells me how simply sharing their feelings with another person can immediately relieve some of the stressful feelings. Especially when the other person turns around and, what I term, normalises such feelings by sharing how they have thought, felt and reacted in the self-same way at some point in their life. You see, talking with friends or family isn't about you and then finding an immediate solution or a quick fix, but rather it's more about sharing. And in that sharing, going back to basics, or, as I mentioned earlier, normalising the way you are feeling and are reacting at this time. Forget the ideas, which are common in Western society, that opening up about feelings will create a burden on other people. No. In fact, as I've said time and time again, your friend will feel how important you are in their life, and so strengthen your friendship. After all, you never know when they are going to need you in the self-same way. And then finally, reevaluate your goals and your priorities. Burnout is a sign that something important in your life right now is not working. So, let us explore your hopes, goals, and dreams, and what they were really founded on. Are you neglecting something that's truly important to you? If so, then burnout can be an opportunity for you to rediscover what really makes you feel happy and whole, and be that all-important, powerful enabler to help you change course.